Good afternoon. Doing great. How are you doing?
My air condition is working. My dry fit is fitting dryly. I couldn't be happier. But I am happy that we've kept it below 95 today. That's barely in the 90s. That is very good.
Yeah, you seemed very excited about that. Finding out the heat index was going to be, you know, not 110 or whatever. So, you know,
I think I'm alone.
I think that's a great perspective. You know, it's a great way to look at it. Like, you know.
How's your air conditioning? How's your air conditioning working?
Only 91. It's great. We've got air conditioning out here at Ivy Tech, so, you know.
And if it breaks down, you've got a HVAC classroom that can help you out with that.
We got like, yeah, hopefully it breaks down during class time, and then everybody will come.
Well, the bill gets smaller that way, right? Under retainer. How you been? How's your summer going?
Yeah, it's going well. Been keeping really busy. Been doing a lot of getting out and about, meeting with a lot of folks. Was up in Morgan County, meeting with the Mooresville superintendent. Over in Greene County, meeting with Bloomfield superintendent and Bloomfield High School principal. And tomorrow I'll be up in Martinsville, meeting with them, and down and back here in Monroe County, meeting with our folks tomorrow. So really excited.
Where is your next, I don't want to say competitor, that's not the right word I'm looking for, but talking to these folks, you're in their service area. How does that determine? My restaurant business days say, well, you can't have a franchise within 60 miles of this franchise. How does it work for you guys?
We are assigned, we have 8 counties here in our region, in our service area, if you will. And so, it's Bloomington, it's Monroe County, and then all of our surrounding counties. So Brown County, Morgan County, Owen County, Greene County, Martin County, and Orange County, and Lawrence County and Orange County. And so, and then a little snippet for a couple of things with West Washington in Washington County. So, pretty big geographic area to cover. We like to get out and about. They've been very, it's been great. I've been having a lot of fun, meeting with folks and getting out to see how we can help them. There's, you know, especially when you start getting out into some of the surrounding counties, our dual credit program where you can take classes in high school that count both as Ivy Tech college credit and high school credit. Those are really popular. Really trying to get people pushed into to understanding to try and complete their Indiana College core at a minimum while they're still in high school, because that entire 30 credit transfers to, you know, an Indiana state school, and they can just walk right in and start as a sophomore, no questions asked. There's not a review of credits or anything like that. It's you've got your Indiana College core, here you go. And then some of the other program associate's degrees, we have a lot of students graduating with their associate's degree out of high school before their high school degree. So it's getting out and about, talking to our high schools and our community leaders, how we can help them. I've got some Chamber of Commerce meetings, meeting with, I was out in Owen County. They had a ribbon cutting out there where their Chamber of Commerce will be up tomorrow, talking to the president of the chamber up in Martinsville as well. So really, really just trying to get out and spread the good word about Ivy Tech, what we have here. We've got an incredible team here ready to support our students and help them on their journey. And it's, I get to be like the lead cheerleader. It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun.
You're the one leading the horses to the water, correct?
We have an entire team that will help folks lead them to water here at the Ivy Tech Fountain of Knowledge, if you will. And we have a lot of programs that are, you know, really taking off and can really help folks as they move forward in whatever it is their academic goal is. In Morgan County up in Mooresville, we're actually opening a new facility up there, a satellite facility, to do EMT training and welding, and been tremendous community outflow of support for those programs. And so we're excited to get that started up there this fall. We've got some classes that take place down in Bedford and around the community. So we're really, you know, and then our dual credit programs, where we're in all these high schools, really helps move the needle for a lot of these communities. And so that's, you know, our goal is to really, you know, is to help the regional economy through education and through student success. Every student that attains post high school credits just improves their chances of making more money, of getting a job, and then making more money in that job. And so, you know, really fundamentally, that's I think that's one of the great things about what we do, and one of the things I'm really excited about doing for our community.
Eric Coyne is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. He joins us each Thursday to get us ready to go for, well, all the great things that Ivy Tech are doing. And, well, geez, look, next Thursday, it's August. And before you know it, it'll be August 21st. And for the first time ever in the fall, kicking off the academic year, you will be where on that great day, running around, saying hi to everybody? What's your plan for August 21st?
We have a bunch of welcome back programs that whole entire week. So I'll be here. You know, to some degree, they kind of are like, you know, don't get too much in the way. But I'll be there taking pictures, getting the Instagram going. We've got a pretty exciting couple of a couple teaser videos coming out on Instagram Reels here pretty soon. I've been making my rounds around campus, and we've got some fun video to document and demonstrate some of the programming we have here at Ivy Tech. So that'll be fun. We'll release those here probably in the next week or so. So I'll be, you know, taking photos, getting out, trying to meet students as much as possible, just understand what their journey looks like, where, how we can support them, how we can help them. So yeah, a lot of fun programs that first week. August 21st. August 14th, we'll have our first town hall, which is, you know, staff and faculty here, and chance for me to meet everybody as one big group, talk to them, share where we are with our strategic planning and how things are going from a campus perspective. So really excited for that. That'll be my first official town hall with everybody. So, you know, that's somewhat of a milestone event. Hopefully we do those pretty regularly, and I've been getting out and about meeting with faculty as well as we, you know, kind of get around the building and meet with all the different groups. So, gearing up for August 21st. Everybody's getting ready. The finals week right now for summer session, so that wraps up tomorrow, and then maybe a little bit on Saturday, officially ends Saturday, and got a couple weeks to just gear up and get things ready for August 21st. But, yeah, there'll be a bunch of activities on campus. Apparently, I'm told we have a pancake guy who tosses pancakes, flips pancakes in the air. So
is that you?
One of those days.
Is that on the job? Is that on the job description?
I mean, you know, hey, look,
I'll catch him.
I'll do what I need to do. I'll do what I need to do. If I need to flip them or catch them, either way, I'm there. So
well, now yeah, I'm hungry again. Fun. That's great.
That happens. Yeah. We've got.
It's never
being hungry. Our culinary program is
Yellowwood
really taken off. We've got that program. I would highly encourage folks who are interested, you know, in culinary arts and hospitality to check that out. The hospitality management as a whole has a bunch of programs going on, and I judged a week and a half ago. I judged the youth. We had a youth baking camp, and I got to judge their baked goods, and oh my goodness, it was and they did chocolate babka.
Ooh.
And it was this delightful, fluffy, golden, chocolatey bread. It was fantastic. So really enjoyed that. So, you know, if that doesn't make you hungry.
Or think of a Seinfeld episode with Elaine and the chocolate babka.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, that's right. 21st, that's a Monday. That's new this year. You're back to a normal calendar to not throw everybody off. Do we have time to register? It's getting close, but...
You have plenty of time.
Oh, good.
Get in here and get registered. Yeah. If you like to use telephones, 812-330-6013. Give us a call. Operators are standing by, and we will get you. We'll get you an appointment to get in, see one of our academic advisors. I met with those folks this past week and sat down with them to kind of get a better feel and sense for, you know, what their challenges are and what they do for our students. And I was just blown away at what kind of care our students receive from these academic advisors. They are a dedicated team with, you know, will just take care of you, get you signed up, figure out what the right path is for you, work with you. It's really great team. So give them a call, 812-330-6013, or you can go through online, ivytech.edu/Bloomington, and, you know, just click on admissions, and we'll get you squared away. But, yeah, great group of folks standing by to really, truly help you get to your education goals.
Now, there's another program that's going to start on August 21st as well, and it's your School of IT. Tell everybody about this interesting experience. It's heavy lifting. It's going to run from August to December, and it's a great way to get into the world of IT. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so the School of IT has a number of programs. It's been around for a while, but we have started a network infrastructure routing and switching certificate program. So it is going to take a 6-course, 16-credit-hour curriculum and condense that down into a 16-week semester with 4-week courses. So it really is going to just take a what would be, you know, a kind of a 2-month program, a 2-semester program, and condense it into 1 semester. The programs are going to run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evenings from 6 to 9, and also Thursday and Friday from 6 to 9, depending on which class it is. It's definitely, you know, you need to be committed, but for folks who know what they, you know, want to get into IT or want to understand how, you know, network infrastructure works and how the routing and routers and switching works, this is a great program for them to, at a relatively low cost, and we do offer a lot of scholarships and financial aid. So for a very low cost to get in to really enhance what they're currently doing and to earn a certificate in a short amount of time. And it'll be cohorted. You'll be there together with your, you know, with your peers and with your teammates. So, you know, I always find that whenever there's a challenge ahead, if I'm doing it with my team, my teammates at my side, we'll get each other through the finish line. We're going to, you know, no one's left behind. And this is that kind of program. So I think it's a great opportunity for folks who want to upskill or want to, you know, get into the IT world.
Eric Coyne, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, with us this afternoon. Now, you talked about summer school ending in the next day or two. The campus will not shut down before August 21st. There's always going to be someone there to answer the phone or help you out via the internet, correct?
Oh, there's someone here. We will be here every day from here on out. We are here, ready. So walk in the front door if you want, or give us a call, or, you know, visit us at ivytech.edu/Bloomington to get started. Or, like I said, give us a call, 812-330-6013. We'll get you started. There's someone here to help you. We are here.
Excellent. Well, yep. You're fired up. You're ready to go. You got any little vacation plans before those doors swing open on August 21st, Monday?
No, not really. Just trying to, you know, stay cool as much as possible. You know, when you start a new job, you know what happens to your vacation time, right? It kind of goes back to zero.
You're not really working anyhow. You love what you're doing, so it's not technically work.
That's true. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Like, you know, we have a great team here. We have amazing partnerships throughout the region with industry, with IU, with, you know, the city and county. Cities and counties across the region. So it's just been terrific getting out, seeing everybody, meeting everybody. And you're right. When you're doing that kind of stuff and you enjoy it and you're having fun, it is, you know, is it really work? But, you know, it's really enjoyable, having a great time. I tell you what, the energy around here and the way we'll take care of our students and how we will help our students and the focus on student success is really impressive. And so, you know, just trying to get everybody out here, learn about our programs, visit us. We've got open houses, you know, Friday, you can come out. Ivy Friday, we're, open every Friday. We'll be August 4th. We'll be we'll be open, ready for you to come out and visit us and see what we're all about, to get you, and you can get registered, you know, as well that day. We've got, Tuesdays at the Tech. So come on out and meet us and meet our team. Great team. And we're just, we're thrilled to have folks, and it is exciting.
Well, you can tell in your voice, you're ready to go. Opening day, spring training, well, summer training, I guess, in this deal.
My first day of school.
First day in charge of the school. There's a difference in there. Well, the next time we talk on Thursdays, my friend, it's going to be August. The countdown will be on. I ask that you and all your gang stay cool out there, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it. And same to all your listeners. Stay cool and check us out, ivytech.edu/Bloomington. Happy to help you.